This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A year ago this week, Hurricane Sandy plowed into the eastern seaboard, leaving dozens dead and causing more than $50 billion in damage. The repairs are ongoing in so many spots, with applications on file from 25,000 New Yorkers in need of assistance, mostly to fix homes. But some communities are not rebuilding. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour visited Oakwood Beach on Staten Island, a neighborhood that may never return.
A year after Sandy, Patty Snyder's home is still gutted. She moved out after the storm.
As you open the door, you can already smell must and just rot.
Re-entering this place brings back bad memories. During the storm, she lost contact with her family. At about 4 a.m. that night, she went to her brother's house, where she found her husband and brother-in-law.
I said, "Where's my brother?" The last time I spoke with him, he was in the basement. And they said he can't be in the basement because the water is still up so high, not knowing that he was down there covered with the water and the debris. And we found him 2 days later. Yep. It'll never be safe, as far as I'm concerned.
It hasn't been particularly safe since 92. Some neighbors have been flooded regularly, and brush fires often consume the surrounding marsh.
This area is a problem area, and there shouldn't be homes here.
The state of New York agrees, set aside up to $400 million to buy homes in communities like Oakwood Beach, where 184 out of 185 homeowners here have applied to get bought out for pre-storm value plus 10%.
Well, that land will be forever vacant. Once we buy the homes, we'll demolish the home.
Seth Diamond directs New York State's Office of Storm Recovery.
It'll provide for a much larger area on Staten Island a wonderful way to keep the water away in a natural way.
Basically, sacrifice this neighborhood, possibly save others. Frank Lettieri is waiting for his buyout check to arrive. He didn't want to sell to the government. Like many residents, he actually rebuilt his home. But now he feels like he has no choice but to sell.
They're going to knock all these houses down. We'll be surrounded by weeds. You know, we can't be the only ones left.
There are objections to the government bailing out people who've built in risky areas. That makes Joseph Tyrone bristle. He helped his neighbors petition to get bought out.
They were never told by the real estate agents that sold them the homes or the builders that built the homes, especially. There was this constant peril.
He says the buyout will save FEMA money in the long run.
Where neighborhoods choose not to be bought out, the ultimate cost is much greater than a buyout.
State officials say it'll be a couple of years before the teardown of Oakwood is done, but it's already well underway. Across the street from Patty Snyder, the government is boarding up homes and people are leaving.
This just knocked the wind out of our sails, you know.
In Oakwood Beach, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.